You're listening to the Heart and Hustle Podcast. We are your hosts, Evie McLeod and Lindsay Roman. Welcome back to the show, friend. We are so excited you're here and so excited to chat with you today. This conversation is one that I think we are both a little excited about because I think it's going to be fun, conversational, hopefully like encouraging, informative. I don't know, just fun to listen to because
we have noticed a trend for 2024 specifically in almost all facets of culture regarding women. There has been what I like to collectively deem as the death to the girl boss and the rise of the homemaker. And if you're listening to that and you're in the entrepreneurial space or you're just like a woman in general, I feel like you might
have noticed
It's like, and I'm so not obvious. Just pulling that out of my butt. So we're going to talk about all aspects of kind of how that's impacting entrepreneurship, business, motherhood, all the things. So let's dive in.
Interrupting today's episode because photographers, we are calling you out. Most of us spend the majority of our time stuck behind a computer editing and culling rather than focusing on growing our business and giving our clients an amazing experience. We personally got stuck in that hole for way too long, believing only I could edit my own photos.
So today, we wanted to introduce to you Post Partner. Unlike other photo editing companies, Post Partner is designed to partner with you for the long term as you grow your business. In fact, 92% of photographers who submit more than 5 weddings with Post Partner stay long-term over 5+ years. They are that good. And in addition to their premium editing service, Post Partner recently launched hybrid AI editing.
No matter what your workflow is, every single photo is reviewed and adjusted by Post Partner's team of photographers turned editors who care about you and your business.
All right, so it's time to get back to growing your business today. To get $200 off your first order, go to postpartner.com/heartandhustle. And the code is heart and hustle, all capitals.
Hey, hey, I'm Lindsay Roman.
And I'm Evie McLeod, and we are family and legacy-focused serial entrepreneurs and the founders of The Heart University, a business education company with a mission to help you thrive in your business and life.
Welcome to our Entrepreneur Cocktail Hour, where business and marketing strategies meet faith, real talk, and raw and life-changing conversations.
At the end of the day, we are all in this together, figuring out how to navigate the ups and downs, the messy and the beautiful, and everything in between. This is a community where you can come as you are, get inspired, and walk away equipped to build a legacy-filled life.
You're listening to the Heart and Hustle Podcast.
All right, friend, welcome back to the show. Let's get into today's conversation. Is the girl boss dead?
Yes. Well, let's talk about it. Let's dive into this. Okay, so let's back up. Let's rewind. I think what made us put this as an episode idea on our podcast is kind of at the beginning of 2024, me and Evie, like, together, and then even, like, our team.
Beginning of 2023.
Like, what? No.
This year?
This year's 2024.
Okay, I just thought you were saying last year, because I feel like it's been happening through 2023.
I would agree, but especially.
What? <is that? laughs>
Especially in 2024. I literally can't. That's funny. I lost my train of thought. In 2024 specifically, I feel like I've noticed like things that have been around for the dawn of time, but specifically like homeschooling, homesteading, homemaking, all the homes, things like knitting, things like
sewing,
gardening, sewing, like all these
baking,
things.
Sourdough. But see, that's why I think it was a 2023.
I agree.
I saw this so heavily throughout all of 2023.
I agree.
But I feel like everyone's getting on board now.
Yes.
So 2024 is
so
like,
what I'm saying is in the pinnacle of 2024, I feel like those things that have been around since the dawn of time, but are typically more feminine, stay-at-home type of things,
yeah,
have come to the forefront of culture in a very trendy way.
They were like out of vogue, and now they're very much like in vogue.
Well, they were out of vogue because I think for so long, feminism and girl boss culture like kind of basically told women that, hey, you have to rise up and be just like the men. You have to go work in a corporate 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. You have to run your own empire.
Yeah.
Not that any of those things are bad.
Not at all.
But I think we've been chasing, as women specifically, chasing success and girl bossery.
Outside of the home or like,
yes,
separate, completely separate,
yes,
from it.
Which is why like people would say, oh, I'm just a mom, mm-hmm, or I'm a stay-at-home mom with like a dejected tone because they feel less than because they're not doing what all the other cool women are doing. And
yeah,
I feel like the pendulum is starting to swing and the homemaker and the mom, stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm, is getting her moment.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I feel like honestly a big catalyst for it. Like one of the biggest, like, because obviously in society and in culture as a whole, pendulum swings happen 100%. Yeah. We go from one extreme and then we like autocorrect and like go back to the other. But I think to me, I think we were destined to kind of come back to this because for generations now, like a couple of generations, we have been swinging towards that, like, you know, the girl boss. And I think we were pretty much destined to swing back towards like, no, there's a lot of beauty in like, you know, being feminine and a wife and a mother and homemaking and slowing, you know, slow living. But I think a big catalyst was COVID. And I think we live in like a post-COVID world in the way that like our whole worlds were completely like shaken up. And I think that like everyone having to stay at home, I don't know if they can hear that, but Lindsay's squeaking over here in her water bottle.
Drinking my water. I'm staying hydrated.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I think back on track. Post-COVID, I think people being forced to stay in their homes, it really sparked this realization that like there's more beyond just work.
Yeah.
And there's more beyond just the like, you know, the fame and the accolades of success and girl bossery.
Well, and I think COVID, because it forced us to be in our homes, we then wanted to make the home itself a safe haven.
Exactly.
And like a beautiful place to be.
And I think people in that season too, there was so much fear, chaos, and like panic in our own like hearts and in the world at that time. Like we didn't know if we were going to make it through. We didn't know what the world was going to look like moving like day to day. And I think that caused a lot of people to seek the simpler and slower pleasures in life.
Yeah.
To like, you know, figure out like, I can't leave my home. So let me figure out how to sew. I have to pick up a hobby and I can't leave my house. So let me learn how to bake sourdough. Let me learn how, you know.
That's so true. All of those hobbies are hobbies that are like home hobbies.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like I'm gonna pick up skateboarding.
I mean, like pickleball is like trending for sure, but I don't think that's a part necessarily of this like soft girl homemaker like switch that we've done. It's like, you know, cool trend, but like I think a lot of this like pendulum swing came from and originated in COVID.
I agree.
Which is interesting to observe how it's like playing out in the few years prior or post.
I think specifically when it comes to entrepreneurship and small business, we started to see this a lot in 2023. We're actively a part of it with our downshift. But then especially in 2024, I've seen a lot less small business owners going after like hustle and trying to learn as much as they, not that there's not people learning as much as they can, but a lot more people I think are quitting. A lot more people are
slowing down.
A lot more people are choosing to be stay-at-home moms versus like having the business or being, having a corporate job.
Or just choosing to grow slower.
Yes. And some of that could be the economy a little bit affecting it, but I think it's everything that we're talking about of just like that pendulum swing back to slowness, back to the mundane, the quiet, the simple. People are craving that after just like years of hustle and go, and just things that lead to burnout.
Yeah.
People have experienced burnout and they want no part of it.
Well, okay, hang on. I have a couple of thoughts. One of them is going to be juicy and I'm going to kind of let you like dive into it and then we can get to it. But before we get to that, what's interesting to me is that I grew up with a very like, I feel like people are using the phrase like traditional, like mom. She ground her own
grain.
Listen,
guys, Evie grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
Was homeschooled, was a political nerd. I don't even know if that's the
milked
phrase.
Milked
a cow.
My mom like has baked bread my entire life. Everything
she has some buttermilk biscuits that are divine.
They are. It's a delicious recipe. My mom makes everything from scratch. Has always been that crunchy mom. Has homeschooled us like from the beginning. So like I grew up with that world. And I will say, I loved it. I loved every second of it. And I always knew as an entrepreneur, for me, it's interesting to watch this happen in like to the culture as a whole, because for me, I always knew that I was going to, for a season, my like single years and then into like, you know, dating years. And then once I got married would begin the shift of me stepping into what I grew up in, like stepping back into like the feminine.
How convenient for you that you're just following the trends of life.
It's like so, but it's so interesting because I feel like I always was like, oh my gosh, what are people going to think, you know, for years starting my business. I was like, what are people going to think? Because that's not like trendy or cool.
Yeah.
And now it's like, this has been my plan all along. And it's like the culture is just diving in. And I am so here for it. Like I've known how to make bread like for years because I grew up and my mom taught me. Like I've known
I'll happily say that I am a sourdough maker thanks to this one. But also I am hopping on the trends.
It's because it's a good trend. I don't want to be like, oh my gosh, all these newbies are hopping on the trend. Like, I am literally here for it.
It's great.
It's amazing.
Also, when I was pregnant with Eloise and we were in Utah for the Utah Heart Workshop, I remember actively calling your mom on speakerphone on the car. And I was like, Lori?
Yeah.
I don't know why I forgot that. Lori, I need your advice on how to raise a child like Evie. And she was like, homeschool, live on a farm, don't look at the news.
She was also probably, her biggest thing for all parents is like, pray.
Oh yeah, she said that too. She's number one.
Like, that's the number one thing you can do to have good kids is pray the heck out of them.
Everything that she said is like, now what's trendy?
It's so funny.
If you are loving what you're hearing on today's episode, then we wanted to share something else you might love, The Heart Shop. It's our digital resource online shop for creative entrepreneurs. The Heart Shop is your one-stop shop for all of our online courses, luxury website templates, PDF guides, social media graphic templates, and illustrations.
If you've been at your wit's end with your website design and you don't know where the heck to create a high-quality pricing or welcome guide to give your clients an incredible branded first impression, ooh, we got you. We created The Heart Shop to serve you with the best tools and resources you need to successfully run your business. Just head to theheartuniversity.com/shop and start browsing the goods. That's theheartuniversity.com/shop, and we'll see you there. Want to know what both Evie and I use for our skincare? Our absolute favorite non-toxic skincare products are without a doubt Primally Pure.
Yes, if you've been searching for a natural, non-toxic skincare company you can actually feel solid about using, knowing that the ingredients won't harm you and are derived from nature, then I'm not joking when I say that you need to try Primally Pure.
Evie and I have been using Primally Pure for our skincare for a couple of years now, and we are legit in love. Like, we love that every product has minimal, safe, all-natural ingredients that, I'm not joking, smell divine and make our skin look and feel healthy and beautiful.
Yeah, some of our favorite products that we've used from Primarily Pure are their charcoal deodorant, the cleansing oil, their lavender complexion mist, and their clarity serum. Like, every freaking product of theirs, we're not kidding, knocks it out of the park as far as quality and making our skin feel incredible.
For 10% off your order, you can use code HEARTANDHUSTLE, that's all caps, no spaces, at checkout using the link in our show notes. We know that you're going to love Primarily Pure as much as we do. Again, that's code HEARTANDHUSTLE for 10% off your order today.
So it's very interesting. I think that's like one thing for me, like watching this like flip, it brings me so much joy because I experienced firsthand the upbringing of being around a mother who actively cherished us as her children and actively cherished her role as the like the homemaker, the woman who created the environment and the culture that was our like, I don't know, our incubation. Like that's where we grew and learned. And like it was, I learned how to garden. I learned how to like all these things from the time I was born. And it's like so fun to watch like the culture shift.
What did she do? Like what is a day in her life? What was it like?
It depends on so many things.
Okay, well,
she was making everything from scratch. That woman has, like, she soaks her beans to make her chili.
How did she rest?
She would sit down for an hour or two every morning in the Word of God.
Okay, yeah. After that, though.
Like, throughout the day?
Yeah.
That woman doesn't rest.
Okay, I'm lazy.
But she reads, and she would, like, be out in her garden. Like, there's a way to still do things, but do it in a way of, like...
restfulness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not everything. She was never, like, panicked, like, the whole house. Like, she was just oh! Like, she was doing stuff. She would, like, cook and listen to worship and, like, you know, there's, like, a culture.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, so that's one thing for me.
That was the first thing. Now the sassy thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to let Lindsay just take the reins on this one.
I don't even know what I'm talking about in 2 seconds. Well, all right, let's buckle up.
I feel like, You're going to say it sassier than I am, but I think it's beautiful watching not only because because I grew up with that environment and I've always like longed to return to it because I see the beauty in it, but also because I genuinely believe that it's much more in line with how God created us.
Oh yeah.
And so Lindsay had like a sassy
I did?
Yeah. You were going to go all out.
I have to put the sass on. I instantaneously. What was I going to say? Wait, the sass
you
of...
You had a breaking news announcement for the world.
Oh, I wrote it in my notes, guys. Hold on. Oh, okay.
I tried to like set you up and lob the ball
I'm sorry. I really misunderstood the assignment. I am prepared for the assignment.
Okay.
Breaking news. This just in. Guys, wait. Men and women are different. All right. Sorry, I said it. I know that's not PC in our year of 2024. But it's so true. And if it's never been more true than this year,
yeah,
it's always been true. But specifically, yeah, you can just see the difference so beautifully. And yeah, like, obviously God made women and differently for a reason. And I even think like, I see it so wholeheartedly with our children. Mm-hmm. A lot of our girls have kids, like other moms in our community, they have boys. And the drastic difference I see mm-hmm. between like how my girls interact, like they just want to play dress up and like play with makeup and just like be tenderhearted and do crafts like all day. Mm-hmm. That is their like dream life, and read. And like whenever like we have like boyfriends over, like the boy little children that are friends, you get it.
They're not dating at three, y'all.
No, they're not dating at three. They just want to like run and play and like wrestle.
Beat each other up and play with swords.
And it's so cool. I mean, not that like my girls are awesome and they'll play pirates and like they'll run and play. Like it's not like they're only just like whimpering
and
you're
not trying to, yeah, you're not trying to like box them into anything.
Right, right. They're not, and like the boys will play dress up and it'll be beautiful and it's awesome. But yeah, it's just so beautiful to see just the innate desire mm-hmm. of
Like girls long for yes. baby dolls and to like,
which
like
is
to
wild.
Mimic like nursing like their mom.
You don't
and
even
like,
have to force them into any direction, yeah, and that's just what they naturally gravitate toward.
Well, I think
biologically,
too, what's interesting scientifically is to observe the level of adrenal fatigue that hit women from the girl boss era. Like the number of women who started having thyroid issues or adrenal fatigue or, you know, burnout or whatever, because in my opinion, as a Bible-believing Christian, and you don't have to hold to this. If you don't agree, that's totally fine. But in my opinion, that's because we were designed to not be like second best to, you know, not, I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying we were designed to be the nurturers, mm-hmm. the homemakers. And if you read Proverbs 31, if you know about Lydia, like there's so many women in the Bible who are absolutely bad A, like absolutely incredible, like entrepreneurs. Like I'm not saying women can't be entrepreneurs, but I think there's like a difference. Mm-hmm. Like men were built to be the warriors mm-hmm. and the, like the men can handle their bodies scientifically, physically can handle yeah. a level of stress, like high level ongoing, you know, extreme stress, mm-hmm. high cortisol levels that like women just, our bodies start breaking down.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So I mean, that's
it's
like
almost,
my scientific nerd.
It's almost like God made it that way.
But I think that's why, I think that's why we're seeing a lot of this shift.
Yeah.
Is I think like the girl boss movement, the feminist era, like there were so many things that I think ended up kind of culminating in COVID, where so many people were like, especially women, were like, I want something different than this. This is like leading me to burnout. I feel tired. I feel unfulfilled. I don't think I'm, you know, where I want to be in life. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting to watch so many shift back to a more, you know, slower, intentional,
yeah,
like the soft girl era.
It's so true. Well, and I think even in business, obviously like the small business industry, mm-hmm. I've seen it where I feel like when we first got into the education space, and this is obviously more than just education, but right. specifically for our experience, right. when we first got into the education space, I thought at the moment there was lots of people doing courses and things like that. But in hindsight, no.
Right.
Like, I feel like we were, specifically in maybe like the photography industry, we were only like one of like a couple.
Yeah. 100%.
That had started doing it at this time.
100%.
And now I feel like everybody has a course, which is awesome because courses are incredible. And obviously the more the internet, you know, becomes a thing and the more that like courses become a thing, like, you know,
and
people
I think
are gonna,
online education exploded during COVID too.
100%. 100%. And so it feels like everybody's doing it. And I think that has impacted the small business industry in a way mm-hmm. that people are burnt out and tired. They're tired of watching webinars where they know that they're going to get sold to at the end. Mm-hmm. They know that if they do a 3-day challenge, there's going to be, you know, something to
be
buy
sold
at the
to
end,
at the
which
end.
We have participated in that. We've done a caption challenge. We've done so many challenges and things.
And not saying
that
we wouldn't in the future. So.
Right. We might again. But I think there, I've seen, especially this year, people just being so tired of like the gimmick and the, mm-hmm. like they know what to expect. They yeah. know what's coming. They just want people to be upfront with them. And I think because like maybe they've experienced burnout as well, that's mm-hmm. why we're slowing down. That's why people are like going back to simplicity. They're choosing a more restful life versus more profit.
Yeah.
And obviously we are coming at that from like our perspective of that, which is definitely yeah. true, but it's not 100%. Just us. I think it's overall throughout the whole industry, I'm seeing people just like focusing on yeah. like, how do I find balance? Yep. How do I find rest?
Yep.
How do I get rid of burnout or how do I overcome burnout? I don't know.
Like slow, sustainable growth.
Yes.
Is like what everyone is craving. Even as, you know, people continue to grow businesses, like with all of my coaching students, mm-hmm. like that's a yeah. very common trend is like passive income. Mm-hmm. How do I continue to make money and diversify my streams of income without having to like trade time for money all day, every day and just burn myself out?
Yeah.
And how can I grow in a way that allows me to, you know, not burn out, to be sustainable? And mm-hmm. for so many of them, because I coach a lot of women, how do I build a business while staying home with my kids at the same
yep.
time?
Yep.
Which is really cool.
I mean, that's why I did my membership yeah. this year. I wanted to find a way to bring in passive income every single month mm-hmm. that would be something that I'm already doing in the home. Like I'm mm-hmm. already on Instagram, you know, pretty daily, regularly mm-hmm. for my business. And I was like, how can I create a way that brings in passive income during like while I'm at home
yeah.
with the kids where it's not having a booking every, you know, mm-hmm. two nights a week or something mm-hmm. like that. So I definitely see that trend. And I guess with Instagram as kind of thinking about this, I've seen a lot of pulling away from screens.
Yeah.
Like not even just like for kids or you know, screen-free homes, but like in general, people being like, I want less screen time. Yep. I don't want to be addicted to my phone. I'm going to have Sabbaths. I'm going to like mm-hmm. take time away from my phone. I've seen that a lot.
A lot of people and like even purging and unfollowing.
Yep, unfollowing people or being more intentional with who you're following.
Yeah, 100%.
All of that.
I feel like that's all like there's been snippets and things like aspects of this. Like people have been homeschooling for years. People have been baking sourdough for years.
Right.
But it's like we're watching it like become people are hungry
yeah
I think for a slow and intentional building of businesses like mm-hmm. an entrepreneurship and for you know slow and intentional families
yeah
and like legacy and it's been so beautiful to watch that and watch the pendulum swing and I'm really curious to watch how it affects families cultures you know children's upbringings like it'll be really interesting to observe like as yeah. it continues
I'm so excited.
We're thoroughly enjoying like stepping out of girl boss. I mean, though
we're still side girl boss.
I was gonna say we're still popping off, but
I will also say personally, me and Andrew almost like fully did like a flip. We tried mm-hmm. to both do both last year, and that kind of worked. Kind of did it. And he's basically working full time now, and I'm doing stay at home mom full time, except 2 days a week when yeah. a babysitter comes, and that's when I work.
Yeah.
And I will say the transition for me personally, but I'm like also a workaholic and I love working, has been difficult mm-hmm. of just like switching
and we're going to do an episode on that.
Oh, we are. I forgot about that.
Very soon. So you'll hear a little bit more of like our experiences yeah. of that shift.
True.
But we want to hear from you too. We always love chatting with you and hearing your thoughts. So comment below if you are on the YouTube, if you are listening or, you know, tuning in on Spotify or mm-hmm. Apple or wherever you're listening to podcasts, send us a DM. Come join the Heart and Hustle Facebook group. Like, we'll have a conversation around yeah. this. We genuinely would love, especially in something like this that I think is wide reaching across culture in general, yeah, especially sure. in the entrepreneur space. Like, let's chat. What do you think? How are you feeling? What's been nudging you? Are you totally in like, I'm not feeling that at all. Like, I want to chat about it. So mm-hmm. come and join the Heart and Hustle Facebook group. And in the meantime, no matter what you're doing, we want you to enjoy life and enjoy business and build both in a sustainable way. So that's
Amen.
Our heart. So go enjoy the rest of your day and we will see you on the next episode.